State Superintendent Tony Thurmond calls it a roadmap of recommendations.
We expect that the guidance will be adjusted as we go.
That includes staff being asked to wear face coverings or a clear face shield, allowing students to see their expressions. Classrooms laid out to ensure that students can stay 6 feet apart, and school buses operating at a limited capacity.
Safety first, our top priority.
Grade levels could have staggered start times or an AM-PM rotation, a hybrid of online and in-class learning.
Based on the best information that we have from health experts, it's delivered in a time frame that gives schools time to plan, to measure their campuses on how they'll handle the challenges of 6 feet of spacing, to give thought to how they'll arrange their schedules, all at the same time that we're having conversation with our governor and the Department of Finance and our leaders in the state legislature.
The guidance document can be found on the CDE's website. Liz Kern, KMJ News.